upon a time in a faraway land, a greedy king ruled over a beautiful kingdom. He was kind to his people. He was young and handsome, but he had one great failing. He loved nothing in the world but gold. Every night he would go down into the great vaults beneath his palace and count his shining gold pieces.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm so glad to be alive. I've got a lot of gold that I can count. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm the happiest of men, for no one else has such a large amount.
He would keep on counting his gold long after all the people of his kingdom had gone to bed, until after dawn. Just listen to him.
1,000,000,050. Isn't it a nifty feeling with these piles of gold up to the ceiling? 1,000,000,051. It's time that I was done, but I cannot let this treasure from my sight. I'll stay and count until tomorrow night.
One day when the king was riding through the kingdom on his white horse, he chanced to pass an old mill. The miller was very poor, but he was very happy. He loved his work and his beautiful daughter, and because he was happy, he sang all day long.
Oh, the flower of the rose is red, 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 and the flower of May is sweet. And the pansy is gay in its bed, 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 but give me the flower of wheat. You may like the geranium, yum, yum, with its bloom that is red as a beet. You may like the chrysanthemum, mum, mum, but give me the flower of wheat. Yes, keep your mignonette and forget the forget-me-not. It's as dull as an apricot when compared with the one I've got. Oh, the flowers are gay on the hill, hill, hill. The lily of the valley is sweet. But give me the flower of my mill, mill, mill. Give me the flower of wheat.
The king heard the miller singing and went over to talk to him.
Good day, miller.
You called me, your majesty?
Yes, miller. Why are you so happy? Why do you sing? You're a poor man. You have no gold to count. Why then should you be happy?
Why, your majesty, I'm happy because I like my work and besides, I have a beautiful daughter, and she can spin straw into gold.
Spin straw into gold? Why, that is impossible. But if your daughter can do what you say, if she can spin straw into gold, I will make her my queen. Bring her to the palace in the morning, and I will put her to the test.
And if you lied, my simple peasant, I'll have you fried. It won't be pleasant. Yes, if you lied, the sentence royal will have you fried in red-hot oil. Then I'll put you in a dungeon cell till you are cold and dead, and then cut off your head.
Farewell, miller, until tomorrow morning.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done? I have lied to his majesty. My daughter cannot spin straw into gold any more than I can. I am surely in a sorry fix. Poor me.
The next day, the miller and his daughter, quaking with fright, went to the palace and were presented to his majesty. The miller's daughter was just as lovely as he had said she was. The young king smiled when he saw her, and when she saw him smiling, she wasn't afraid any longer. And she went right up to him and said,
"Your majesty, your excellency, your grace, excuse me if I'm speaking out of place. I beg you not to bother my poor unhappy father. Already he's the saddest member of the human race."
"Your majesty, your excellency, do not. Behead me, burn me, pry me, have me shot. I beg you not to bother my child's unhappy father. Remember, if you please, that I'm the only one she's got."
"My majesty, my excellency, my eye. If I am disappointed, you will die. But I will never bother this child's unhappy father if she can spin the gold from straw and prove you did not lie."
The king left the miller's daughter all alone with a room full of straw. She looked at the straw and at the spinning wheel and then started in to cry.
If ever there was
And as the miller's daughter finished her song, the window opened and a strange little man appeared.
What's that you're saying?
Why, I just said it's me.
You mean it's I. Didn't you ever go to school?
Oh, why, you're a funny little dwarf.
That may be true, but if you will give me that ring of yours, I will spin all that straw into gold for you.
Well, can you really help me? I'll be glad to give you my ring.
And the homely little dwarf began to spin.
Oh, my hair is blue and my nose is thin and my ears are long and I have no chin and my knees turn out and my toes turn in and my teeth show green. When I start to grin, I may look mean, but I sure can spin.
And so the little dwarf spun all the straw into gold and disappeared. And the next night, the king demanded the miller's daughter spin 2 rooms full of straw into gold. And again, as she sat all alone, the funny little dwarf came and offered to help her. And when she agreed to give him a lock of her hair, he spun the 2 rooms full of straw into gold. But when the king saw the gold the next day, he still wasn't satisfied.
Tonight, my dear, if you spin 3 rooms full of straw into gold, I promise to marry you tomorrow and make you my queen.
And so for the third time, the miller's daughter sat weeping by the spinning wheel.
If ever there was anyone whose path was hard and steep, it's me.
Here I am.
Can you spin 3 rooms full of straw into gold for me tonight?
As easy as jumping off this sill. But what will you give me tonight?
I haven't anything left to give you.
Very well. I will take your first baby's son when he is born.
My baby? What could you possibly want with a baby's son?
I have a cave deep in the woods. Charming little place. Hobgoblins play in the forest outside the door. I'm going to take your little boy there with me, and I'm going to weave a magic spell over him. I'll change his cheeks that are rosy red till they're withered and wrinkled and pale instead. Blue will be the hair on his head. He's going to be just like me. And far from the sight of mortal men, I'll make him a little dwarf. And then you'll never see your boy again. He's going to be just like me. Isn't that wonderful?
The miller's daughter couldn't believe her ears. Oh, no, she thought. He just can't mean it. He must be joking. Besides, anything can happen in a year. He might forget all about me. So she promised him her first baby son. Well, the dwarf spun the 3 rooms of straw into gold and disappeared, just as he had on the 2 nights before. In the morning, the king was simply delighted. He said to the miller's daughter, My dear, this is the happiest moment of my life. We shall be married at once. So the handsome king and the beautiful miller's daughter were married. And a year later, a beautiful baby prince was born to them. Of course, in her happiness, the queen had forgotten all about her promise to the little dwarf. One day, she was sitting in the royal nursery.
Well, here I am.
Oh, dear. I'd forgotten all about you.
Yes, yes, I knew you would. But I haven't forgotten about you or your baby. Give him to me now.
Oh, no. Please, please. No.
Waiting. Give me the baby. He's mine.
No, no. You can't take him. I'll give you anything. There must be some way I can keep him.
There is only one way. If anyone guesses my name, I must grant him a wish. I shall give you 3 chances. Tonight, tomorrow, and the night after. If you guess my name, I shall not take your son. But if you fail, he's mine. All mine. Do you hear?
And may I guess as many names as I can possibly think of?
Yes, and more besides. But it isn't as easy as you think.
Let me see. Is it Jim?
No.
Is it Tim?
No.
Matt?
No.
Jack?
No.
Abercrombie, Earl, Eddie, Aloysius, Tom, or Teddy, Harold, Howard, George, or Freddie?
No, 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 no.
Is it Marmaduke or Murgatroyd or Norm?
Ridiculous. You aren't even warm.
And so the queen guessed on until she couldn't think of any more names. And finally, she had to give up, and the dwarf disappeared. But the next night, he came again. And again, the queen began her guessing.
Is it Kip?
No.
Flint?
No.
Ike?
No.
Mike?
No.
Vulcan, Mercury, Apollo, Sitting Bull, or Flying Swallow, Rain in the Face, or Rolf, or Rollo?
No, 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 no.
And though the queen kept on guessing and guessing, she couldn't guess the dwarf's name. And she had to give up that night, too. All the next day, the queen collected all the names she could find. But she had very little hope that she had the right one. That night, the king said,
"You know, my dear, a strange thing happened today."
"What was it?"
"As I was riding along through the woods, I saw a funny little dwarf."
"What?"
"Yes, a dwarf. And he was dancing around a fire and singing a song. Now let me see. How did it go? Oh, yes. Oh, my name is Rumpelstiltskin, but you'll never, ever guess it. She really must confess it. She'll never, ever guess it."
"Oh!"
"Why, what's the matter, my dear?"
"Oh, nothing, nothing. Why don't you go in and have dinner, darling? I'll be there in just a minute."
"Very well, but don't be long, my dear."
Well, the queen ran to the nursery.
"This is your last chance to guess my name."
Is it...
"What? Out of names already?"
"Is it Floyd?"
"No."
"Is it Lloyd?"
"No."
"Milton?"
"No."
"Wilton?"
"No."
"Aubrey, Ashkenazy, Filbert, Theodosius, Wilmer, Wilbert, Byron, Myron, Gordon, Gilbert?"
"No, no, 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 no."
"Is it Virgil, Homer, Wilfred, Warren, West?"
"Oh, give me your son. You know you'll never guess."
"Is it Rumpelstiltskin?"
"No." "What?"
"Is it Rumpelstiltskin?"
"Somebody told you. Somebody told you."
Well, the little dwarf was so angry that he flew into a fiery rage and disappeared forever in a cloud of smoke. And the queen, well, just listen to her.